And we're back. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and we are hanging in the studio with John Kelly, an independent advisor, representative, and president of Kelly Financial Services. So, John, listeners have been quite busy this week sending us questions, and so we picked out a few. We've got Glennis in Oaklawn, and she says, I'm 62 years old. I've invested a lot into short-term bond funds. Should I be moving to cash?
Well, Glennis, I mean, that's a situation we'd have to sit down, talk to you, take a look at your overall financial picture, see what the purpose for the money is. And we actually had a client in our office this week, same kind of scenario, a bunch of different bond funds. Her accounts are down, you know, quite a bit over the last year, because one thing that has a major effect on your bond funds is interest rates. And interest rates are starting to rise. They've been rising now slowly over the last year. And they're also talking about a couple of more interest rate hikes before the end of this year. So, I mean, you definitely have some interest rate risk there. I'd definitely be sitting down and talking to somebody about that. Come in and give us a call in our own office. We'll sit down here with our fiduciary. We'll take a look at them for you. He'll give you an example of, okay, what are the pitfalls associated? What fees are you currently paying with them funds? You know, the problem with bond funds is they never mature. Like a traditional, if you had an individual bond.
Sure.
And again, they're really susceptible to interest rates risk, and them gains never lock in. And I think that's what people don't realize when it comes to these kind of investments. And it's not what people think they're buying. And I think that's why you need to sit down with somebody, have a good understanding of what the purpose for this money is for yourself. When are you going to need it? And again, are you planning on taking income from this? There's definitely a lot of better alternatives we could show you. So give us a call.
All right. Hey, that's great advice. And on we go. Steve is in Highland Park, says, how do I find the right financial advisor for me? I've been personally referred, looked online with web searches, but none of this is helping me find a qualified financial advisor that is right for me. What can I do to find the right advisor? Well, Steve, I think you found him. His name's John Kelly.
Well, Steve, I'd love to have an opportunity to sit down and we can interview each other. I mean, that's a great question. And same thing for us. When we sit down with a client, I mean, we don't take everybody on board here. I think it has to be a mutual fit. I think what everybody should need to do is somebody who they get along with and who understands their total financial picture, who has their best interest at heart. And that's one of the good things about dealing with a fiduciary firm. We have our clients' best interest at heart. And I think one of the main things is you have to have that comfort level. Understand, okay, what's your purpose for sitting down with the person? What are they looking to put you into? You know, when are you going to need the money? And again, it's just, I mean, everybody can interview somebody, but I think it's all about a comfort level. Same thing with a doctor. You know, you have to feel comfortable with the person you're dealing with. And I think that's very important.
Absolutely. All right, we got time for one more quick one. Roland says, I've heard that the current retirement advice is to have $1 million saved for retirement. I have a guaranteed income of 80% of our current working income, 2 pension funds, and railroad retirement. Good for you. We'll probably never take Social Security. We do not have $1 million saved for retirement, although we are nearing retirement. Does the advice of saving $1 million for retirement apply to our situation?
Well, again, Roland, I mean, there's a lot of factors that go into that I really don't know from your question. I mean, number one, what is your monthly income needs? I mean, that's the big thing. You need to sit down. How much money do you need paid per month? Do you have mortgages? You know, you're paying taxes. I mean, we live in Illinois, so I always make the joke, we have Crook County taxes here. So the nice thing about it, a railroad retirement, yeah, you're right. You're not going to get Social Security when you're getting a railroad pension. But I mean, I have a lot of clients that work for the railroad. They save a lot of money also in the 401ks. You do have a great pension there. But again, the main thing is, okay, what is your monthly income needs and how do we get you there? So if you're going to be short, what have you saved? I mean, $1 million is not, you know, peace of mind for anybody in retirement.
Right.
For most of our listeners is knowing when their checkbook gets down to zero on the 30th of every month, they know it's going to be filled back up again on the 1st. You know, and that's what your railroad retirement will do for you. And maybe we take a little portion of your nest egg and we put together something where we can put together an income stream to make up any shortfall that you might have in retirement. So, Ronald, give us a call. We'd love to sit down with you.
That sounds great, John. And again, at this point, it'd be a great time for anybody to give you a call, set up a time, come on in, sit down, sit across the table, and put a plan together.
So give us a call. For any of our listeners, to give us a call. We're going to sit down. We're going to put together a complete income plan for you. So we'll show you what your monthly incomes will be and how we're going to get you there. We'll also do a portfolio analysis for you. We'll sit down and break down your fees, show what you're currently paying, and is it in line with your investment objectives. We'll also give you a copy of Coach Pete's 401k survival guide, which tells you about the different options you have as far as what you can do with your 401k coming close to retirement. And then we'll also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And Steve, for any of our listeners who come on board here with us, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for health care for any of our clients who come over with $250,000. And for any of our listeners who come on board with $500,000 or more, we provide them with a living trust, if they don't have one, to help them avoid the probate process completely through our estate planning attorneys. So give us a call.
That sounds great, John. Somebody finally offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of a whole lot of financial double talk and then a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down, get that financial roadmap put together, and John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. Now, here's an excellent chance for you to get that true practical financial review. And for anyone listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1. And when you do, you're going to receive that comprehensive financial review that will show you where you are right now, but most importantly, a roadmap to help get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. Call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. John, show really flew by today. Any thoughts before we head out for the week?
No, enjoy your week and see you folks next week.
All right. Yes, indeed. Thanks for everybody for listening, and we hope that you found the information we presented helpful, and we will look for you again next week. We've got new topics and new questions right here on the Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.